Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Good morning, shipmates, and welcome back to the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 994 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 16 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must, and I mean must, remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's that tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one, that's all it takes is one. One liberal on planet friggin' Earth, that's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, that number of people who are desperate to take away your freedom, that number is growing more and more every day, and I've got the proof here this morning to go over it. So, we've got to lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, going to give you an update. Rally in New York City for Justina to protest the American Psychiatric Association. Mind Freedom is organizing the event. It's this Sunday, May 4th, 12 p.m., 34th and 11th across from the Jacob Javits Center. Now, Raquel Oike, or I guess it's Oikyai is how you pronounce it, but I'm terrible with names. But we were working again yesterday. She's got a new article coming out. Glenn Beck has actually even discussed her articles as well. So that tells you how good they are. And they are good. Well, it looks like she's got some breaking news, so we're going to be glad to have her call in tomorrow morning and give us the latest scoop on what's going on. This case is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by the moment. And more and more and more people in the power to actually do something, in a position to actually do something, are doing less and less and less and less and less. Everybody's running. Nobody wants their fingers on this, man. Everybody wants to wash their hands. Well, it's kind of hard to wash your hands
when they're buried in the mud. Judges, doctors, psychiatrists, nurses, district attorneys, governors, a whole host of other attorneys, social workers. I mean, the list goes on, and it's not just in Boston. It's all over the United States, and I just cannot understand how a non-resident, a 14-year-old girl who is not a resident of Massachusetts, how the state is allowed to take that child away from the parents without the consent of Connecticut. Why Connecticut didn't step in and say, wait a minute, if you're going to remove this child from the parents, that child needs to come to Connecticut, not to Massachusetts. The child is a resident of Connecticut. Do we get anybody in Connecticut involved? No. They don't want to touch it either. And you can tell which parties are guilty are the parties that don't want to touch it, don't want to deal with it, don't want to have anything. They don't want to hear it. Those are the guilty parties. It's the people that's running off at their mouth, like me, Raquel, and a whole host of other people. And it's starting to pick up. The sad thing is this never should have happened, but it did. And we need more people to pick up on this. And I know this is just one fight. It's a big fight. We have several big fights. I'm sorry, but you gotta pick a fight to fight. You see a fight that no one's fighting, get over there and fight it. If you don't want to fight it, then you deserve it. But there's far too many people that don't deserve it. This girl does not deserve to be punished, thrown in a locked room by herself, a psych ward. She goes in there with a bellyache. And because the parents said, no, she does not have this psycho somatoform disorder. We don't believe that. We came in here to see a gastrointestinal doctor or whatever the hell you call him. I don't know. This resident, this 7 month out of medical school, I still can't believe that nobody, there wasn't one doctor in that hospital that reviewed that case and said, okay, wait a minute, you're 7 months out of medical school. Let me review this and see if you actually got it right. But no, they don't want to do that. They're afraid of these Department of Children and Families. Why? I don't know. I have been doing some reading on it, and they've got a lot of power, more power than you ever even imagined. Why? How? Again, I don't know. Why is this welfare department, Department of Children, Families, DCF, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. What makes them think, how do you get yourself to that level where in order for you to keep your job, you've got to steal kids? Kids that don't have psychological problems, kids that are not being abused. Throw them into facilities where they are getting psychological problems and being abused. And they blame the parents. How do you get yourself to that level? I don't know. But that psychiatrist that did this, all these people involved, I'm sorry, life in prison without parole. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. When it comes to kids, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Unacceptable. Speaking of which, what state was that? Well, I can't remember. But anyway, he got this teacher was having sex with a 14-year-old a student of his. She ended up killing herself. He goes to court and all this, and the judge sentenced him for, I think it was like 10 years, but knocked all but 30 days off of his sentence. So he spent 30 days in jail. Well, I should have copied this story down and talk about it, but anyway, I wasn't going to talk about it, but now I am. But some kind of judge commission of sorts are forcing him to reevaluate that and do a resentence. I don't care. No, 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 no. Now, you're messing with kids, man. No, no, that's a life sentence without parole. There's no wiggle room in that. I'm sorry, there's no wiggle room. No, no, no. And what they have been doing to not only Justina Pelletier, beginning with HHS, that's where it starts. And they give federal money and bonuses for more kids that you can put into their system. Look, the whole idea of the Department of Children and Families should be to get all the kids out of these facilities. If the parents are abusing them, then give them to a parent who's not going to abuse them. The idea is not to steal these kids and put more kids in there so you can go out and make your car payment, maybe buy a new car, maybe buy that fishing boat, maybe buy a new home, maybe put a pool in your backyard, or go out for a steak dinner. I'm sure Justina Pelletier would love to go out to have a steak dinner. But she can't hardly move, so she wouldn't be able to even feed herself. They're not giving her any medication, which was helping her. She was mobile. She could communicate. She could ice skate. But now where is she? Well, she's confined to a wheelchair and can barely speak. The girl is dying. I don't think people quite understand the magnitude. I don't know why people are so afraid of the truth. I just don't get it. I've never been afraid of the truth. I'm more afraid of a lie than I am of the truth. And speaking of lies, do we have a host of lies to get into today? God, I mean, this stuff never stops, man. But this whole case with this Justina Pelletier of what they are doing and refusing. They know that they've been caught. They know that the American people know that they've been caught. But yet nobody wants to stand up and do something. Nobody wants to say anything. Not even that stupid governor that's trying to challenge, the governor candidate who's trying to challenge this Duval Patrick. He's not really saying anything. I guess maybe he wants to kick backs himself. Maybe that's why he's running for governor. Maybe he's got a plan to put more kids into the DCF. But how a judge could allow this to go on when he made the ruling, hey, the girl's got to go back to the parents. Why he didn't put that down in writing, I don't know. Seems a little deliberate. I wonder how much money he's getting paid for this. And it would be nice if we had an actual attorney general that probably wasn't knee-deep into this himself. I'm sure he knows about it. There's a lot of people that know about it. Look how many Americans know about it. How many citizens know about it. There's got to be, look, these people know. Come on, come on. Don't be naive. I just can't understand why, I know there's a couple of whistleblowers out there. And this government's pretty good at taking care of whistleblowers. So in one sense, I guess I can understand why Snowden would want to leave the country. But why he would go to China and then Russia? See, that's right there. This is where I'm conflicted. I think that Snowden has done a couple of good things by exposing what's happening, but China and Russia, that, I don't know. I mean, he could have flown somewhere else, man. He could have got himself a lawyer to get protection. But see, you can't, because this is a federal government. Federal government's pretty big. The problem is they're too big. Look how many agencies this government has. Homeland Security, why do we need a Homeland Security? Don't we have FBI? Why do we need yet another department? And how many sub-departments have we gotten out of Homeland Security? The IRS now carries guns. The BLM. The EPA. Why don't we get some of these militia groups, like they're down there with the Clive and Bundy? Why don't we get a few of these cowboys to come into Massachusetts and steal that girl back to her parents? How come we can't get anybody to do that? Well, because there's no money in her. Can't make any steaks out of her. Can't squeeze any milk out of her. Well, at least they don't have to pay grazing fees. But they still got to feed her. The priorities in this country are so out of whack. I mean, this show, I could talk 24 hours a day for a million years, and we'd still never be able to cover everything that's going wrong in this country. Well, after 994 days, when this Obama's out of office, if he doesn't executive order himself king for life, well, the nightmare doesn't stop there. It just means he's out of office. It means now we can start to put this country back together again. And we've got a lot of things to put back together. Look, the Constitution was written specifically to stop and mitigate and keep these kinds of things that are happening in this country to not happen in this country. Are you paying attention, libs? Huh? That's why our Constitution, everything in this Constitution is in this Constitution. The Bill of Rights are in this Constitution for a reason. Well, there's a history of the BLM's aggressive cattle seizures. And it's been going on since the 80s. Again, this is federal government, and this stuff did not just happen with Obama. The federal government has been doing everything it can to get bigger and bigger and bigger since it began. Well, now they've got to the point where they're big enough where they don't have to care. They don't have to hide anything anymore. They can be right out in the open, and they're getting away with it. Well, it's up to us to stop them, and we do. Regardless of you, if you believe in the Constitution or not, but we do have the right to defend ourselves from our government. We are not on the offense. We are on the defense. The government is on the offense. The government is the perpetrators here. Harry Reid, you are the perpetrator. Raymond Yowell, an 84-year-old former chief of the Shoshone Indian tribe in northeastern Nevada, gets a phone call at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Friday in 2002. 5 o'clock in the morning? I'm telling you, so you call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody had better been dead. I don't answer my phone at 5 o'clock in the morning. But if you're going to call somebody at 5, why do you need to call them at 5 o'clock in the morning? That tells me that they're doing this on purpose. They're screwing with this guy. They're making life as miserable as they can for him. I mean, this is their mindset. They don't care about other people's lives. How can they have absolutely that little of feeling and understanding? It's called compassion, empathy. Do you think these people would like citizens just to come breaking into their home, steal their cattle, destroy their property? That's what they're doing. Well, that morning, a government official from the Bureau of Land Management, supposed to be a desk job. The IRS is supposed to be a desk job. And they have a commando squadron. A Delta Force, the EPA has a Delta Force. You get a test tube and a clipboard. You do not get a gun. You make recommendations. You do not make policy. Well, the Bureau of Land Management told Mr. Yowell to come down to a seizure site where they had 132 of his cattle that he owned were about to be impounded. Imagine that. You get a call at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you got to come down to this site over here. We're going to steal your cows. Imagine that call. When he arrived, men brandishing handguns. Now the guy shows up, probably by himself, and they need all these men to brandish their handguns? What are they afraid of? Obviously, they're doing something criminal. Otherwise, they wouldn't go to these extreme measures. They're obviously doing something wrong, and they're afraid that they're going to get caught, so they got to go to the extreme. That's not apparent. That's obvious. Well, they told him he couldn't get any closer than 250 yards from his cattle. He watched from a distance as the government loaded the livestock onto his onto their stock trailers. Within a week, the cattle had been sold at a private auction, quarter of the actual market price. Imagine that. A quarter of what, let's say that all the cows that you have are worth $1 million. And a quarter. So they sell for $250,000. I mean, don't you, how would you feel? I mean, right now, first of all, I mean, yeah, it would have to, it would go from sadness to anger real quick. Real quick. Well, this is what's happening with people. They're going, most people, it talks about sadness, and then it goes to frustration, and then eventually it goes into anger. But this just goes, boom, immediately into anger. You can't do this to people. What are you supposed to do? How can you sit here and just allow people to do these things? And we can't find anybody to fight the federal government. We have the right to fight the federal government. That's not only a right, but that's a responsibility. That's a duty. Look, we have to question our government. We have to question authority. I'm sorry, but I'm sick and tired of all these weak-tit little pansy-ass pukes. Well, you can't question authority. Yeah, I can, and yeah, I do, and yeah, I will continue. For reasons like this. Well, they took the proceeds, the BLM, and they used to pay these grazing fees that he suddenly owned. And this is where these grazing fees, okay, they're just arbitrary. They're just pulling this out of thin air. And that's what they did in the 90s to Clive and Bundy. All of a sudden, boom, now we got grazing fees. Well, what do you mean all of a sudden? What do you mean grazing fees? I've been on, my cattle's been on this land for whatever. Look, it's basically public land. It should be. The state owns it, not the federal government. But the federal government just takes over land and says, well, it's ours now. Obviously, the states go along with it because they're afraid or they're in on it. They probably got a kickback. And if he didn't go along with it, well, then I'm pretty sure that that governor would have been somehow, would have been a scandal. He would have had to resign or go to jail or whatever. But the federal government is arbitrarily just coming up with these grazing fees. Well, look, the government's not using the land. They don't need it. If they need land, they think they're going to need land for in the future, there's nothing wrong with having it. There's nothing wrong with having the federal government have land, but you have to have a reason for having that land. Otherwise, that land is owned by the states. Why states are so afraid of the federal government, I don't know. They shouldn't be. States' rights are very important. It's just happenstance that we have things like states' rights. When our country was formed, we had 13 individual vassals to England. We weren't one country. We were all part of England. Well, after we won the war, when we were forming the country, they wanted to keep these colonies, which all had their own way of life, their own rules, their own laws, their own regulations. They're basically their own little states. And the Founding Fathers wanted to preserve that. Why should all these people who have been living their life a certain way all of a sudden have to change now? Well, they wanted to preserve that. So every state can have their own little way of life. There's nothing wrong with that. You go to California, it's much different than it is in New York. Much different. Not even the same. Not even close. Minnesota is nowhere near like Texas. There's reasons for it. I don't have a problem with it. I don't know anybody else who does. But states' rights are very, very, very important. And there's nothing wrong with federal government having land. They need land for military purposes. They need land for a lot of stuff. But you can't just arbitrarily just come up and say, okay, that's my land, and here's the grazing fees. Pay me. Well, that's what they've been doing. And they've got a long history of it. Why do they want the money? Why do they want the power? Well, they don't want the money. They don't want the power. They want the land. They don't want people to own private property. Because if you have private property, if all the citizens were to own private property, that means they have no power. They have no power. They don't like that. That's threatening to them, to the federal government. All these people in the federal government, have they forgotten what it's like to be just a regular citizen? Or are they just so power hungry that they just don't see it? They don't care. Long as they've got the power, got the control, and got all the money, what the hell do they care? It wasn't enough the amount that they sold the cattle for, and a quarter of the price that they should have sold it for, but it wasn't enough to cover their full debt of all these grazing fees that this ex-chief, he was an ex-chief of the Shoshone tribe, or at the time I think he was the chief, but it wasn't enough to cover these phony grazing fees. So they sent him a bill for $180,000. Well, this guy's been fighting ever since. Beginning in the late 1980s, the Bureau of Land Management adopted aggressive tactics in the West, leading to large-scale cattle seizures and a disruption of life for ranchers that had utilized public lands for decades. Look, cattle's got to eat. All right? The cattle has to eat. You have to eat. I have to eat. All animals have to eat. Fish have to eat. Birds have to eat. Plants have to eat. They've been grazing on the land. Look, animals using the land, it is healthy for the land. But they don't want that. They want that land for themselves. And if these precious cows are going to go on their precious little land, they want the money. Well, a lot of these ranchers cannot afford these kinds of grazing fees. I mean, my God, you'd never be able to get any meat. The price that they would have to charge, I mean, just a steak. You go to the supermarket and get a steak, that thing's going to be like $150. Well, they don't want people to eat. Only the chosen few in the governing class. They're the only ones who are allowed to have, well, the steak dinners. They're allowed to have the nice cars, the nice homes, and the boats, and the planes. What if those Koch brothers? Everybody's got to demonize people. That's how they win. Well, what they're doing is they're starting to pick on people that aren't going to put up with it. And this is where we're getting in. This is where the conflict is going to start. Now, the next rancher they try this Clive and Bundy crap to, well, they might have actual militias that may not just hold the line. They may just start firing. Then what? Now we've got a huge frickin' war on our hands. And for what? Power and control. Why do you need that power? Why do you need that land? Why do you need that control? Why can't you go out and find something constructive to do and let these goddamn cows go out there and graze? These grazing fees are just formed out of thin air. They're arbitrary. And the federal government has no business owning that land anyway. If they're not using it or they don't need it in the future, they've got no business owning that land. Why do they need it? I still believe that if the federal government is going to own any land whatsoever, again, I don't have a problem with the federal government owning land. They need it for certain things. We all know it. You know it. I know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. There's not a problem. But you need to have a reason. You can't just go and claim federal land without a reason. And then start charging people grazing fees. We got 91.5 million people out of work. It's already bad enough that people can't afford to eat. And now they want to make it so expensive that no one can afford meat. Because meat's bad. You can only eat plants. Well, what are we going to do if everybody has to turn vegetarian? There's not going to be enough plants on planet Earth. People stupid? None of this stuff makes any sense. Again, because it's arbitrary. Somebody gets in charge of a certain agency. They think they have to take charge of the entire country. Otherwise, it doesn't look like I'm doing my job. Well, sometimes doing nothing is doing your job. In 1994, the Clinton Interior Secretary, Bruce Babbitt, rushed through a total of overhaul cattle and sheep grazing regulations on over 260 million acres of land that was managed by the BLM. So all of a sudden they come up with 260 million acres of land, seizing cattle and sheep, coming up with all these regulations for grazing. Again, they're like the EPA. They don't need to go through Congress. They can just make regulations all they want to. Make policy up and down. Well, no. Look, if you have a private business, you can make as many regulations and laws and bylaws and as you want. It's your business. It's your private business. But the BLM, the EPA, the IRS, they are not private businesses. So if you're going to make any kind of policy or regulations, that has to go through, I know the word, Congress, I know. You can't do that anymore. The king can make all the policy he wants to and all of his little minions in charge of all of his little agencies. They can just make regulations. So if you've got a ranch, all of a sudden you've been on there for your whole life, your family's had that land and the cows have been grazing for hundreds of years. Now all of a sudden, nope, that's our land. You owe me all this X amount of money. And they're doing that deliberately. They don't want the rancher. They don't want the farmer. They want to control who's the farmer, who's the rancher. They want to control that the beef. They don't want everybody to be able to go to the store and buy hamburger, to buy a steak, buy a roast, buy ribs. They want to control that. They don't want people to eat. They don't want people to live. They don't want people to prosper. And now our growth is like, what, 0.01% or whatever the hell it is? 1%? We weren't growing anywhere. We were never growing. This economy was never getting better. It was only getting worse. Just because the federal government tells you something doesn't mean it's so. You can tell me anything you want to all day long, but now show me. Well, we don't have to. That's private government information. You're not privy to know that. You didn't win an election. You don't have a badge. That's right. I've got a constitution. The 1994 Range Land Reform is what it's called. Range Land Reform. These regulations included doubling the current fees charged to ranchers for public forage. Just double the fees. For why? For what? Again, they're trying to drive the ranchers out. How are people supposed to eat? What are we supposed to do? You can't even grow a garden now. You need to get a special permit. And some communities, you're not allowed to grow a garden, period. Well, I moved to a new place in the summer. And the place that I got, I don't have a place to grow a garden. And I miss growing my garden. And I grew my garden for several years. Nothing wrong with a garden. When I was a kid, you know, I never bought a vegetable at a store until I came out of the Navy. I didn't have to. We had fresh vegetables all the time. 2 big acres on either side of the property. One was filled with nothing but corn. The other had everything in it. We had potatoes and everything. Carrots, peas, beans, everything. We had walnut trees, cherry trees, all different kinds of apple trees, apricots, pears, peaches. Right there on the property, right there on the land. Prunes, everything. Anything you want. Well, we can't have that anymore. Because people are having control of their own lives, and that's unhealthy. You can't have that. Agenda 21 doesn't permit you to be in control of your own life. Because we all know this green goal is what it is. That private property is unsustainable. How private property is unsustainable, I do not know. Who came up with this Agenda 21 anyway? I don't know. I know it was the UN, but who actually came up with it? I really don't know. These people, I don't even know if they're still alive. This isn't something that just came up overnight. People have been working on this for a long time, this new world order. This has been around for a long time. But see, the federal government, they want the control of everything. For what reason? I'm still at a loss here. I cannot understand what the gain is. What's the prize? What does the government win by this much power and this much control? Well, I'll tell you what they win. They win their entire citizenry in poverty. They lose their military. They have the federal government doesn't have any money. If nobody's working, the federal government isn't going to have any money. Federal government only gets money if the American people are working and they have money. Why the government doesn't seem to understand that, I don't know. I guess because they can just keep robbing the Koch brothers, and that's enough. But what the prize is, I cannot figure it out. We're giving this country to the rest of the world. Now, I know we've got the best military, but if we don't have the resources to use our military, I mean, again, Liechtenstein could come on over here. We'd all be speaking Liechtensteinian. Is that what you want? Why this president, I'm sorry, but I'm not afraid to use words that need to be used. I don't have a problem with saying that this president needs to be impeached. And this is the first president that I've ever said that on. I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. Couldn't stand him. I thought that whole impeachment trial was bogus. There were so many other things they could have impeached him on. They did not need to impeach him on a stained dress. What this administration has done, and it's not just Barack Obama, it's his entire administration, this entire web. The entire administration needs to be scraped, done, gone. Is it easier said than done? Yeah. But can it be done? Equally. Yeah. All we got to do it. Oh, let's go to court. Go to court? Court's half the goddamn problem. No more going to court. The Congress is a court. The Congress has the right to impeach. How many more crimes does this administration have to commit? How many more lives have to be lost? How many more livelihoods have to be lost? How many more quality of lives have to be diminished to the point where they're in complete poverty? What is it going to take, America? What the hell is it going to take? If you can't see what's going on around you, I mean, again, you got to stay quiet and stay out of the conversation. You have no business being in a conversation. Especially a conversation that you don't understand. You've got no business being in it. Golf courses and ski lodges. Unsustainable. Grazing. pastures, farmlands. These are things, according to Agenda 21, that are unsustainable. So again, how do we eat? What are we supposed to eat? I guess we're all going to have to, I guess we're going to have pills like astronauts. That's going to be my food. I don't want to eat a pill. I want to eat a steak. And I don't care if it's offensive to that little Hernandez girl. I want to eat burritos and guacamole and chips and salsa. And I want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo because I like to drink. That doesn't make me a racist. People celebrate St. Patty's Day. There's black people that celebrate it, Mexican people that celebrate it. So only the Irish now can celebrate St. Patty's Day, I guess. I was going to cover a whole bunch of stuff today, different than what I'm covering now. But this stuff just irritates me, man. And now I got some more stuff on here. Let's see. So we know they've doubled these grazing fees for whatever reason. God only knows what the reason is. I don't even think they know, other than just to take control and take power. And if people don't just comply, well, then they bring out the commando squadron. Bring out the Delta Force. And we're supposed to just stand there and let them point guns at us? Take our cattle? Where's this story? They broke into the... Where is this one? There is a... was an Idaho Republican congresswoman. Her name was Helen Hage. Her and her husband, Wayne Hage. Well, they're both dead now. But they lost their grazing permit on their Nevada ranch property for federal lands in 1991. See, they were Republican. That's the problem. If they were Democrat, there'd be no problem. They lost the grazing fees when the federal government just flat refused to renew it. Why? Well, it started a 20-year battle with the BLM. I think every rancher... I think the BLM, I mean, all the stories that I'm reading, it looks like the BLM is in a court battle with every single ranch across the country. Can somebody please get a handle on this BLM? Mr. President, could you do something with your agencies? Yeah, I know. I know. You're on the golf course. It's a beautiful day, and I know Michelle wants you to come up and eat. I know, it's an inconvenience to actually do your friggin' job, but you're going to have to do it. And Congress, you're going to have to do your job, because the federal government isn't doing their job. The American people, we are going to have to do our job, because the Congress isn't doing their job, and the federal government isn't doing their job. So we have to do it. This is our mess to clean up. We allowed this to happen. Now, granted, in the times that they were doing this, it would have been impossible to know what the federal government was doing. In the 80s, there was no internet. Nobody, there was no 24-hour news. Cable didn't even come to my town until like 1983. I think I was a junior or senior in high school, and most people didn't even get it. It was around, but they still didn't have it. It wasn't accessible. Where I lived out, it was out the outskirts of Vancouver, a little town called Phillida. Just wasn't out there yet. And then slowly but surely it came out to everywhere. So television went off the air at, 1 o'clock in the morning. Some stations about midnight. Sometimes they'd have a late night movie beyond a 1:32. It went off the air. There was no 24-hour news. So nobody knew what was going on. Nobody had a clue. We had Ronald Reagan, Mr. Conservative, in office. We had a constitution. We were free. The economy was actually really perking up. It was a real boost in the economy. This president, there's no real boost in this. This economy's not getting better. 6.7% unemployment. How can that be with 91.5 million people out of work? I mean, do the math. We have what, roughly 325 million people? Well, not all 325 million people are qualified to go to work. A lot of them are babies, kids, and older people. So you do the math. 91.5 million people out of work are underemployed. You do the math. That's nowhere near 6.7. We're tipping around 35, 40% here. The government also denied access to the Hages family water rights. Imagine that. Can't have any water. I guess unless it rains. Which predated the implementation of the 1934 Taylor Act's grazing permit requirement by not allowing access to streams and wells. Eventually, the agency built fences around any water source. Imagine that. They're going around and they're building fences around water sources so the cattle can't drink. Well, the BLM seized the Republicans' cattle, then filed a civil trespass action lawsuit against them for allowing their cattle to graze so they can take that cattle and put it into the store so people can eat. Does the BLM understand where beef comes from? Where food comes from? Do they understand that? Well, I think they do. But I think their power and their greed is overwhelming, so it doesn't matter to them. Well, if they keep seizing all of these ranches, all the cattle out of these ranches, where's the food coming from? Because now we know we can't farm. We can't grow crops. You can't have a garden. What are we supposed to eat? How do these people not see this? A little over 20 years later, 7 years after the Hages died, the children, Wayne Jr. and Ramona Morris Hage, won a victory for their family in court. Well, good for them. They shouldn't have never had to go to court to begin with. Last May, U.S. Good God almighty, I need a shot of grog. And it's still raining here. It's been raining for 3 days straight here in sunny Deer Park, New York. I got to go into the city after this show today. And I'm sick of it. I wouldn't mind seeing a little Al Gore global warming here right now. I mean, after all, it is May. Last May, U.S. District Court Judge Robert C. Jones ruled that the government and the agents of the government in that locale, sometime in the 70s and 80s, entered into a conspiracy. This judge here, I like this judge. A literal intentional conspiracy to deprive the Hages of not only their permit grazing rights, for whatever reason, but also to deprive them of their vested property rights under the Takings Clause. And I find that's a sufficient basis to hold that there is irreparable harm if I don't restrain the government from continuing in that conduct. Well, good for you. Good for you there, Robert C. Jones. Every once in a while, we get a judge, we get somebody that's not afraid to stand up to the federal government. And they're bullies. I mean, you talk about bullies in school? No. There are no. Please, stop. The United States government is the biggest bully that we have in this country. And they are bullies. And bullies don't stop until somebody finally steps up and punches them right in the nose. Well, that's what we have to do, and I'm speaking figuratively, of course. We got to stand up and punch the federal government right in the nose. Hopefully it bleeds. Maybe they might get the message. But they're going to continue to keep pounding on us until we stand up and pound on them. Then it's going to stop. But why do we got to go do that? Why do we got to go through all of this to get to that when all the federal government has to do is simply back off and follow the Constitution? You don't need that much power. You don't need that much control. You need to get the power and control over yourself. See, that's another problem. These people are not in control of themselves. They don't have the power within themselves. So they don't have the power and control that they need for themselves, so they're trying to control somebody else. And because they're the federal government, they can get away with it. Well, no, they can't get away with it. They are, but they can't legally get away with it. It's up to us to stop them. And it's okay, it's okay. It's okay to stand up and question your authority. We have to. Because if we don't, well, then they're going to be able to do whatever the hell they want. We've already seen it. They can come over and just claim this is federal land and these are the grazing fees that you owe. And you owe it now. And if you don't pay immediately, we're going to take all your cattle and sell it at a quarter of the cost. You know what? But what if we did that to these people, like cops, which we got a story. I'm going to try to get to it. I know it's taking me forever to get to it, but I'm going to get to it. Well, let's get going here. Otherwise, good God Almighty, we'll never get out of here today. But there's another one, Harvey Frank Robbins. He became a Wyoming dude rancher in 1994 after buying a piece of land in the state. But Robbins' troubles began very soon after his little purchase. You see, well, the government, the Forest Service, the BLM, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, they were trying to buy the ranch. Why? Well, again, power control. People aren't allowed to have private property. Well, I'm sure that all of these Forest Service and BLM and Game and Fish Department workers and in the government, they have private property. Oh, that's right. They work for the government. They have the right. See, the Constitution is only for the government. That freedom of speech and the right to bear arms, see, that's just for the government. That's not for the citizens. And in the Fourth Amendment? No, that's just for the government. You can't go into the government and start searching in their archives and looking at their emails. You can't do that. They can claim their Fifth Amendment right. Oh, no, my Fifth Amendment right. I choose to be silent. See, they can do that. But see, we can't. Well, this Constitution, let me tell you something, government. This Constitution is not only for the government, and not only for the law enforcement, not only for the government agencies, but it's for the citizens. And again, citizens, we have to learn to follow the Constitution ourselves. If we're going to expect the federal government to follow it, well, we have to follow it too, in the First Amendment. Needs to be taught, first of all. That's another problem. Our Constitution is not taught in schools, and it's very evident. That's not apparent. That's evident. The First Amendment, that's for everybody, which means that if somebody says something that you hate, okay, fine, you have the right to hate it, but it's not hate speech, and you do not have the right, however, to stop them from saying it. We got to listen to you people. You want to talk about hate speech? This country, I hate to say it. I really do. I hate to go down this road. I do. However, I'm one of these kinds of guys that when I see somebody that's about to walk into a fire, I naturally warn them. I mean, that's most people do that. If you see somebody, even if you don't know them, say, hey, man, don't walk down there. You're gonna get hurt. It's a natural reaction. Well, here's my natural reaction with what's going on in this country today, with all the problems. We know all the problems. We've talked about them on here. You know them. You're not stupid. Everybody knows them. What this federal government is doing, I don't think this federal government quite understands the strength of the American spirit. They're underestimating the American spirit. Well, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but you can only push people so far and for so long, and eventually they're going to rise up and they're going to start pushing back. Well, that's what's going to happen. This federal government is going completely out of its way to start a friggin' war. I'm sorry, government, but that is exactly what you're doing. Why do you have to have this war? I do not know. Why you have to go to war with the American people? I do not understand it, but you are pushing the American people to war. And again, you can kill the American, but you cannot kill that American spirit. That American spirit will kill you. We do not need to go to war. This is not a cry for war. This is not a cry to go to war. This is a cry to stop from going to war. The federal government, you are the perpetrators here. You are starting this war. Well, we're going to end it. You can't kill the American spirit. You cannot do that. Freedom will reign. And when I say rain, I mean R-A-I-N. It will rain all over you. You cannot help but getting wet. They had these plans of grandeur, of having this sanctuary, of elk and trout fishing and all these things that they wanted to do. Cattle grazing on land, you can still have elk. Elk and cattle can live on the same land and not seem to have too many problems. And so can the fish. Look, there's enough land and enough room for all the animals. We can all live together. But if everybody's going to take control and power, and those racist cattle from drinking that precious water, what is that doing to the land? Animals do help strengthen the land. They clean the land up. Sharks, that's how they keep the ocean clean. They eat all the junk. There's bottom feeders. They keep the ocean clean. And the streams and the rivers and lakes. And on the land, that's what the animals, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's nature. I just find this overreaching of the government on every level. It's not just about cows. It's on everything. You don't even have control over your own children now. The state can just arbitrarily say, well, that child's mine now. You can't have your child. They can throw your child into a locked room, put them there for 9-10 months. With no medical attention. How many convicts, how many prisoners get that treatment? Not even in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, these prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, first of all, these catered meals that come in, that's ridiculous. That's no. And those hats you wear, no. You're in prison. You don't get to wear your hat. You don't get to do nothing. You're going to stay in your cell, and that's it. You want to tell us some information? We'll take it. We might let you see a little bit of sunlight if you give us enough good information. But we're not going to bring in catered meals to you. And I'd serve them sons of bitches pork every single day, every single meal. They'd get one meal a day, and it would be nothing but a pork sandwich. Oh, you don't like it, do you? Okay, well, it looks like you're going to starve because that's all the food you're going to get. Do you think they feed you? No. They pull your fingernails out. They pull you apart by your joints. After they get done for several days of beating you and finally to death, breaking every bone in your body, then they drag you down the street so everybody can spit on you and kick you. Then they burn your body, and then they hang you upside down on a bridge for the entire town to see. But yet we can't throw a little water in the mastermind who killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. We can't throw any water in his face. That is discriminating. I guess that's racist. That's cruel and unusual punishment? Really? Being tortured to death and then burnt and then hung upside down, dragged through the streets, that's not cruel and unusual punishment? But throwing a glass of water in the guy's face, that's cruel and unusual punishment. That's torture. Well, again, the difference between torture and enhanced interrogations. Enhanced interrogations are designed to extract information. Torture is designed to inflict pain. That's the problem with these liberals. They don't understand the words that they use. Liberals have no concept of the English language. The words that they use don't match. They don't understand the words that they're using. They're calling everything torture. Everything's racism. Everything's to the extreme. I'm sick of that stupid word racism, and I'm sick of these stupid calls for racism. When there's real racism, okay, fine. Now we've got something to discuss. I'm just so sick of so many things. And I get frustrated because there's nothing that seems to be getting done about it. Well, there's a whole bunch of these stories. Well, let's get back to this judge here. There was something that he did. Where was that? There was something else. Oh. Judge found that the government's demand for trespass fines and damages from innocent ranchers to be abhorrent to the court. And I express, this is him talking, and this is about the Hagues or the Hages. H-A-G-E-S. Now, I don't know if it's Hague or Hages.
I don't.
But the judge found that the government's demand for trespass fines and damages from innocent ranchers to be abhorrent to the court, and I express on the record my offense of my own conscience in that conduct. That's not to just simply following a law and pursuing your management right. It evidences an actual intent to destroy their water rights to get them off the public lands. Now, the judge even went further and accuse the federal government of government personally of racketeering under the Federal RICO Act. Well, yes, good, finally. I love this guy. I don't know who he is. Never heard of him until this morning. District Court Judge Robert C. Jones. Well, here's a guy who understands the law, understands the Constitution, understands what it's like to be a human. First of all, the Bill of Rights that we have in our Constitution, these are things that should be inalienable. We should not have to write this down. This is what I don't understand about human beings. But we are the way we are. I didn't invent the bastards. I just know how they work. But the right to speak your mind, free speech, okay, that should just go, this should just be understood. Shouldn't have to write that down. And for the right for the people to be secure in their persons and their houses and their effects, their cars, their lives, that should be understood. You shouldn't have to write that down. And the right to defend yourself against either an intruder or the government, again, that shouldn't have to be written down. That should be understood. The Bill of Rights are in the Constitution for a reason. Maybe if these liberals were actually taught the Bill of Rights, taught the Constitution, and that's the problem. I think these educators, I think it should be a law, personally, a national standard. That the Constitution, in order to graduate high school, you should have a conceptual understanding of the United States Constitution. Otherwise, you do not get a diploma, regardless of your skin color. You cannot understand the Constitution, understand why it was written, when it was written, how it was written, what it means, if you do not have a conceptual understanding of the United States Constitution and what it means to be free, you do not get a high school diploma. I don't understand why that can't be a national standard. Well, we got to have Common Core, where 2 plus 2 takes you 4 hours to figure out the frickin' answer. Get rid of that Common Core in the first place. It's not education, it's indoctrination. You know it, I know it, I don't even need to say it. But why can't the Constitution be a part of our education process? Well, that's racist. See, the Constitution, it is racist. But it's horrible. It's just a horrible document. Discriminating, it's horrible. It gives all these things like freedom. I still believe, again, you must be 21 in order to vote. In order to get a high school diploma, you must be able to have a certain level of conceptual understanding of the United States Constitution, of the country. Why was the country formed? What does it mean to be an American? Why is that such a problem? You don't have to be that patriotic, but you have to understand what this document means. What does freedom mean? They're not teaching freedom. It's okay to be free. I'm sorry. There's no fear in free. Well, good. I'm glad this judge. I'm glad this judge said this stuff. I'm glad he accused the government of RICO acts. They are. You want to talk about a mafia? Our government is the biggest mafia that we got. You think you got the Italian mafia? You think they're bad? No, 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 no. The Chinese mafia? No. Even the Russian mafia in the United States? No, nothing. Even the Irish mob. There's mobs all over the United States, but the United States government is the biggest mafia in the world. There's even another one now. I mean, this just goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, we could go on for hours of all these people that have been abused by the BLM. Well, now they're starting to come out. Well, they should have came out a long time ago. So what are these ranchers? They've lost their ranch. No wonder the price of beef is so high now. Who's ranching? Well, we don't know. You can't get a ranch because the federal government, they own all the land, which, again, the federal government should not be able to own land unless it's gone through Congress, and there is an actual reason why they need the land. Now, if they want to have the land for something in the future, okay, that's fine. But unless you're actually using the land, what do you need the land for? You can't just arbitrarily say, well, that's federal land now. The states are like, well, no. But the states are going along with it. Because I think they're going along with states that they've got governors that are, well, they're in on the game. There's too many people in our government that are in on the game. Again, this is what the whole idea of the Constitution was about, to keep the government from expanding to this point where we are right now. Now it's almost virtually impossible. It's not impossible. It's virtually impossible, which means it can still be done. It's just going to take a lot of work. And we've got to do the work. But they can just come in now and take whatever they want without repercussion, without anybody saying a word. And if you disagree with them, well, they're going to throw you in jail. They're going to fine you. They're going to show up with their Delta Force and tase you and send their dogs on you. They're going to shoot your cattle from a helicopter. Well, there was one in here. Where is that one? The government came in. I think it was this Robbins. Where is this? Well, they came in. Here it is. Well,
when the getting back to the story of this Harvey Frank Robbins, he owned that dude ranch. And this was in 94. Well, the Forest Service, the BLM, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, they wanted to buy this ranch. Well, he already bought it. So what these agencies did was they retaliated against him. It's not his fault. He comes from Alabama. Came from Alabama, wanted to open up a dude ranch. Well, these agencies didn't like that. So Robbins accused the BLM employees of trying to force him to renew an easement to the point of almost putting him out of business. They wanted them, you know, again, the grazing fees all of a sudden. Now they got grazing fees they need. Before there was no grazing fees. Now all of a sudden there's grazing fees. Well, they're arbitrary. Well, if it's federal land, you don't need grazing fees. You just let the cattle go, man. Are you going to charge bears out in the wilderness in Alaska? Are you going to charge them grazing fees? There's bears in almost every state. Are you going to charge a bear's grazing fees? How about the deer? Well, this Robbins refused to sign this thing, and I wouldn't have done it either. Well, the BLM employees broke into his house and demanded to be allowed on his property without a court order. Well, you already broke into his house. Why? What do you mean, demand to be on your property without a court order? You're already here without a court order. You broke into my home. God Almighty. Well, this Robbins, he won victories in the lower courts and a RICO case against the BLM employees. Eventually went to the Supreme Court in 2006, where the majority ruled that the BLM agents were not liable for the alleged actions against Mr. Robbins. Of course. We have got a very incompetent Supreme Court. I don't understand this Supreme Court at all. I know we've got a couple of them in there that are, Clarence Thomas seems to be about one of the only ones in there. The only one that seems to have his head out of his ass. But he's an Uncle Tom. He's a sellout. So we can't talk about him. I mean, God Almighty. Well, I am going to talk about him. I don't care what his stupid color is. He says the right things and does the right things. Well, Justice David Souter wrote an opinion for the majority stating, "We think that any damages remedy for actions by the government employees who push too hard for the government's benefit may come better, if at all, through legislation." Meaning, we don't want to touch this because we're afraid to actually do what is right. So we're going to send this down to Congress, which Congress will sit on just about anything. Especially their hands. Unless they're dirty. Then they rise up and they wash them as quick as they can. But this is passing the buck. You're the Supreme Court, you idiot. That's the last stop. The Supreme Court is the last stop. Well, now there's a Utah lawmaker now. Mr. Chris Stewart of Utah. Well, he's moving now to disarm the BLM, the IRS, and the EPA and whatnot. Well, why would the IRS need to have a Delta Force? You didn't pay your taxes! Well, Mr. Stewart of Utah, concerned about the armed agents that surrounded the Nevada rancher, Cliven Bundy, which, let's get into this here. There is a site now on Facebook. This just makes me sick. They got a site on here. Now, they're playing semantics, this group. It's called Cliven Bundy Must Die. Well, here's what it says up on the description of what this site is. This is how they're getting away with it. And Facebook refuses to take it down and says, well, no, this doesn't violate our rights. This doesn't violate our policies. No.
Well, it says under here, this page is in, well, it's got a picture of a drone, and it's heading right towards the head of Cliven Bundy. And the drone has got a loaded missile on it. And you can see that the drone is in, it looks like, the Nevada desert. It says, this page is in no way condones violence of any kind. This page exists only for the awareness of the scientific fact that Cliven Bundy must die. Well, that's true. We all must die. It's a scientific fact. But you know as well as I do, and everybody knows that's not what this is for. These are the liberals. This is a liberal mentality. And they're going to sit here and blame the Tea Party for being violent because they want freedom for everybody? How about that, Nancy Pelosi? I don't hear you talking about violence against these people. Oh, that's different. They're Democrats. They can do that. They can be violent. It's the Koch brothers. Yeah, the Tea Party. They're violent. How many rapes were ever at a Tea Party? How many stabbings? How many murders? How many gunshots? How many arrests? How many fights? Not one. Of all the Tea Parties. But you take one Occupy Wall Street, anytime you get a group of liberals together, eventually someone's going to get in a fight, someone's going to get raped, someone's going to get stabbed and shot. But they blame the Tea Party because they're peaceful. But I'm not going to read all of just the vile comments that is on this stupid site. I won't give them any credit. I'm not going to read their posts. I won't give these people any credit whatsoever. Just flat refuse. They've got a lot of stuff on here. I mean, they've got, I mean, you talk about, I mean, the liberals talk about hate speech. Again, whatever the hell that is, whatever you determine to be hateful is hate speech. Well, if you go on this, Cliven Bundy Must Die, it's on Facebook. If you got Facebook, just type in Cliven Bundy Must Die and it pops right up. You go on there for yourself and read this vile crap that's on here. I found this last night and I was reading some stuff, man. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I couldn't believe the things that they had written on there. I mean, it was some nasty stuff, man. It wasn't just, it was some bad stuff, and it's still on there, and I refuse to read it. But they can get away with it because they're Democrats. Well, again, this is up to us. We've got to put an end to this. If we don't put an end to it, nobody else will. Well, here's what I'd like to ask. Well, see, they were trying to get people were complaining and saying, look, you've got to take down this Cliven Bundy Must Die site. And Facebook said, no, it doesn't violate our company policies. It doesn't violate whatever. Okay, so how about if we put up a Barack Obama Must Die Facebook page? How long will that last? Or better yet, how about put up a Zuckerberg Must Die Facebook page? How about that one? Oh, that'll be taken down just like that. Even though you say this page is in no way condones violence of any kind, this page only exists for the awareness and scientific fact that Barack Obama must die, that Mr. Zuckerberg must die. See how quickly that will be taken off. Taken off real quick. But Cliven Bundy? No. See, he's a rancher. And he's a Republican. He doesn't like Harry Reid. So that makes him an enemy. And all these people are talking, all these people talking about these grazing fees and liberals. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about, grazing fees. They were arbitrary put on him. Federal government, I mean, you need to have a reason to have grazing fees. If you owned the land the whole time and Cliven Bundy came up to you and said, hey, man, Mr. Government, I got a whole bunch of these cows over here that are freaking hungry, and you got a whole bunch of land over there that's got some good stuff for my cows to eat. Can my cows eat on there? Well, yeah, they can eat on it, but the fees are this, this, and this. Okay, I can afford that. Here you are, Mr. Government. Let them in. Did that happen? No. Federal government came on and said, hey, wait a minute. We now are taking over this land here, and you owe us grazing fees. And he's like, no. These cattle have been grazing on this land for roughly 200 years now. Now all of a sudden we need grazing fees? Well, why do you need this land anyway? Well, we got to save a turtle. No, you don't have to save a turtle because you killed a lot of them. And they killed a lot of cows. And again, PETA, gone, silent. Where's PETA? Where is PETA? I mean, you kill a cow to make some boots and make clothes out of it and eat it. Well, that's, oh, you can't do that. But if you just kill a cow from your helicopter and leave it in the desert to rot, that's fine because the rancher didn't pay his grazing fees. So it's okay to murder all these animals and slaughter them and leave them in the desert to just rot. That's okay. But if you kill an animal for food, well, that's hateful, and you must be punished. But if you kill an animal from a helicopter because the rancher didn't pay his grazing fees, well, that's fine. Where are you, PETA? Huh? Where's PETA? Where are you? I can't stand that organization. And look, I love animals. I love animals. I got foxes in my backyard here. I've always had animals. I've grown up with animals. I love animals. But I like to eat animals, too. Why? Well, because I'm a human. I didn't invent me again. I just know how I work. I need meat. Well, this Chris Stewart of Utah is concerned. Well, I have concerned. I hate when people write stupid words like that. Concerned. About the armed agents that surrounded Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy's property. So he's mulling over a measure to cut funding for any paramilitary units that work for the Bureau of Land Management and the IRS and other federal regulatory agencies. Well, good. It's about time finally somebody gets it. I've been saying that since I started this stupid radio program. What the hell is a federal government? What? I mean, these are agencies. These are supposed to be desk jobs. Look, if Cliven Bundy and his little ranchers came out with a whole bunch of guns and started shooting people, okay, well, here's what you do. You get on the horn and you call the sheriff. Say, hey, sheriff, we got a bunch of wild, crazy ranchers out here. They're shooting a bunch of people. Can you send some deputies out here? No. They got their own commando squadron, their own Delta Force. And the IRS? No. Look, if you're a law enforcement agency, the FBI, and in some cases the CIA, city police, state police, county police, okay, fine, yeah, you're going to need to have some guns because there's a lot of bad people out there with guns that don't mind shooting you. You have the right to defend yourself. How come we don't have the right to defend ourselves? Cops have the right to defend themselves. So I'm supposed to just sit here and just let the cop just start shooting me? I don't care how many badges you have on your goddamn chest. You're going to point your gun at me, I'm going to defend myself. It's a natural reaction. You shouldn't be pointing your gun at people anyway, unless they are a direct, imminent threat. Is your life in danger? How is your life in danger? Even you got a group of people standing on the side of the street. That doesn't mean that your life is in danger, especially when not one of them has a gun. How is your life in danger? You're sitting there. You've got a gun on one hip, a taser on the other hip. You got a big nightstick, and you're holding a goddamn dog. You got helicopters in the air. You got tanks. And these cops have body armor. How many of these people that were supporting Bundy had body armor? But they needed to be tased and thrown down to the ground. Well, good for this Mr. Stewart of Utah. I'm going to start keeping an eye on this guy. I mean, first of all, we never should have even gotten to this point. The IRS needs a gun. Now the post office, they're buying up bullets? I mean, come on. Come on. There's lots of people who are really concerned when the BLM shows up with its own SWAT team, he says. They are regulatory agencies. They're not paramilitary units. Well, yes, that's true. I've been saying that forever. Most people have been saying that forever, but yet it continues. So again, this November, this is do or die. The Republican Party needs to be overhauled. All of the rhinos, Mr. Boehner cannot come back. Ohio, wake up, please. Stop. Wake up. Come on. The guy's got to go. He's got to go. McConnell, Kentucky, come on, please. You're smarter than that in Kentucky. I know there's a lot of rednecks in Kentucky. I know there's a lot of hillbillies in there, but, you know, rednecks and hillbillies aren't stupid people. So come on. Wise up, Kentucky. Get rid of this clown. He's a knucklehead. And Arizona, come on. You're back. Look, okay, retire, please. Stay out of the way. Graham, you got to go, kid. You got to. And King, you used to be my representative. There's no way in hell I could ever vote for you again. There's no way. Can't do it. You're done. You're fired. Get out. And Daryl Issa, what the hell happened to you, kid? I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened to you, kid. I really don't. You broke my heart. You really disappointed me. I don't know what the problem is with these people. Is everybody on the take? Speaking of being on the take, now, I wanted to get in this earlier, but you know how I am. I can't shut the hell up. What should have been 10 minutes has taken me now an hour and a half. Unbelievable. So let's do this. Let's open up my treasure chest here now. There's some stuff in here I haven't even seen yet. So let's open this up and see what the hell kind of booty we can plunder today. Oh, God, right up on top. You've got to be kidding me. After all the stuff that we've been talking about today, now it just seems to get freaking worse. Pennsylvania cops no longer need a warrant to search your vehicles. Really? Let's see if it says that in the Fourth Amendment. I'm going to read the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. I still haven't said anything about Pennsylvania cops. Maybe, well, there's more to it than what I've read so far. So let's see if Pennsylvania cops are the only ones that don't need a warrant to search your vehicles. Let's see if that's in the Fourth Amendment, because I'm pretty sure the Founding Fathers thought of that. So let's see if they did or not. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized, period. There's nothing more. Just goes from that right down to the Fifth Amendment. I don't see Pennsylvania in here anywhere. So what do you mean Pennsylvania can just search your car without a warrant? Well, there was a case, we'll get into it, but there was a case, a cop pulls a guy over and he smelled pot. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you smell. These amendments, these rights are not to be infringed for reasons. I know it sucks, cop, that you couldn't make an arrest. Oh, what a bummer. But you know what you did? You preserved freedom. And there's reasons for that. Does it suck that some people are going to be able to fit through the cracks and get away with a couple of things? Okay, fine. Eventually they're going to get caught. But there's no excuse that innocent people should have to suffer because a cop is too goddamn lazy to go out and find a judge to get a warrant. And that probable cause, they can come up with any kind of probable cause they want. There's no recourse on that. They can say anything they want. Federal government can just say it's federal land. You need give me my grazing fees. Pay me. Or we're going to shoot your cattle. And we're going to block your water supply. We're going to put fences around all the lakes and streams so your cattle can't drink. Now, again, PETA, isn't that animal abuse? Stopping a cow from drinking, stopping an animal from eating, stopping an animal from living? If you're going to block an animal from drinking, isn't that animal abuse? Isn't it? Wouldn't it be? Now, if you own a dog and you don't give your dog any water, and PETA finds out about it, pretty sure you're going to go to jail. So what's the difference between your dog and a cow? Well, it all depends on, you know, what particular political party we're talking about. That's what it all boils down to. Everything that's going on here now is all politics. This is why I cannot stand. I've never been able to understand it. I don't like it. I don't believe in parties. This is what it brings. We shouldn't have any parties. We don't have any need for parties. You should vote on the individual. Who cares what a stupid party is? Why do we need parties? Well, parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only. So they can protect each other. What do you need to protect about? You want to run for office? Get up there and tell the people why you want to run for office and then run for office. You shouldn't have to report back to a particular party. It's not about parties. It's about simply doing your job, following the Constitution. That's it. You don't need a goddamn party to follow the Constitution. Once, I just want to go into that goddamn voting booth and just and vote for somebody. Instead, I have to vote against somebody and against another party. I don't want to vote against a party. I don't want to vote against anybody. I want to vote for somebody. I'm not going to vote for a party. I want to vote for an individual. And now we got those new Benghazi emails. Oh, my God. I know you've heard it. I'm sure you have. Most people have. How that Jay Carney, well, I know how Jay Carney can do it. He's told to do it. He's just following orders. Well, again, I know I hate to make this comparison, but the guards in the towers at Auschwitz were just simply following orders too. Doesn't mean that they were right. And Mr. Carney, if you're going to go out there and continue to lie, and Ms. Rice and everybody else connected to this administration, if you're going to go out there and lie and cover up for these crimes, what happened in Benghazi was a crime. It wasn't an event. It was a crime. And I'm not talking about what Al-Qaeda did. I'm talking about what our government did. There were several crimes. And the biggest one is treason. If you allow your enemy to attack or to continue their attack. Sorry, not for nothing, but that is treason. Now, I know you can't get, it's going to be very difficult to prove it in a court of law. But the act itself, you don't need to prove in a court of law. The act itself is evident. What went on in Benghazi was treason. And then there was a cover-up. And they're still covering up. And now the emails that they finally have to release because they were sued to do so, well, those emails, they weren't about Benghazi. That was about the overall environment in the Middle East. Now, wait a minute. No. You were sued specifically to deliver all of the emails relating to Benghazi. So in that lawsuit, you gave out all these emails related to Benghazi, and then the ones that pinpoint that you're guilty are saying, no, that had nothing to do with Benghazi. That was the over. No, you can't lie like that. And it was so obvious that this Jay Carney was lying. Oh, my God. Come on. I mean, his body language was overtly obvious. It was pathetic. It was embarrassing. And they continued to get away with it. And where was ABC, CBS, and NBC, CNN? Where were they? Jesus, God Almighty. Arizona man says that Islamic law gives him the right to kill his wife. Well, you know what? I'm sure it probably does give you the right to kill your wife. But if you're going to kill your wife under Islamic law, you're going to have to do it in your own country. You're not going to do it here. If Islam gives you the right to kill your wife, well, then I guess you have that right to kill your wife, but you don't have that right here in America. You go back to wherever goddamn country you came from. You can kill your wife all day long if you want to. I don't give a damn. But when you're in this country, no. Egypt, here's something good. Here's some good news. Egypt sentences 683 people to death in another mass trial. Well, they're not all going to die. There's going to be a lot of repeal. But, you know, this does tell me that at least, now, Egypt, there's still a lot of, there's a lot of terrorism in Egypt. There was a couple of hijackers that were from Egypt on 9/11. But at least their military is pretty much running the country now. At least they look like they're attempting to do somewhat of the right thing. And one side, you gotta tip your hat and say good job. They're trying to root out terrorism, and I think the only reason why they're trying to root out Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood, which is all the same stuff, Hamas, this and that, Islamic terrorism, you call yourself whatever group you want to. It doesn't matter. It's the same stuff. They practice the same things. Kill, kill, kill. That's it. Blow up Americans. That's it. Beat your wives. Kill your wives. And if you don't have a long enough beard, well, then you get beaten yourself. And you go to jail until your beard is long enough. And if a woman, if she shows any amount of skin, well, then she is publicly flogged. And they cut off her nose if she accidentally makes eye contact with a man that is not her husband. She's a whore. Got to cut her nose off. And they talk about war on women in America. Well, all I got to say is good for Egypt. It looks like they're doing the right thing. Whether they really are or not, I mean, you can't trust anybody anymore. But, look, I'll take whatever they're going to give me at this point. But push comes to shove. Middle East goes to war against Israel. Which it seems to me this is coming close. I have this very strange feeling. And now you've got Russia and China ganging up now playing little war games with each other. That scares the living hell out of me. That scares the living hell out of me. I'm in fear right now. I don't trust these other countries, first of all. I don't trust this country. I don't trust this president. I don't trust this administration. I think secretly they want the United States to be attacked by these people. They want us to be oppressed because we were prosperous for so long, and it's just not fair that Americans, they had boats and cars, and they had fun. They had swimming pools and barbecues. Oh, that's the way it should be. We're America. That's why we formed our country, so we can be prosperous. That's why we went to war with England twice, so we can be prosperous. Who wants to be oppressed? Who wants to be jailed? Who wants to have their hands tied? Who doesn't want to have certain things, nice things, like a home? It doesn't have to be a nice home. It doesn't have to be a $2.5 million mansion that Lois Lerner lives in, paid for by the United States taxpayer, I might add. People want things. There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with being prosperous? Look, if you're jealous of somebody else being prosperous, well, you're going to have to get your ass off the couch, turn off the Kim Kardashian show, throw away the bag of Cheetos, and get out there and hustle. You can get that home, too. But instead, oh, no, the Koch brothers, they're rich, and I'm not, so let's just take from the Koch brothers and give to me. Then they get all the money, and then it's gone in a matter of minutes, and they're left poor again. And now we got the U.S. military intelligence. Boom, boom, boom. Good God. Another shot of grog here. That broken left-handed tongue of mine. I swear to God, this thing. I was doing good, too. But the U.S. military intelligence chief is now stepping down, but claims, oh, no, I'm not being pushed out. Well, when somebody comes out and says, oh, no, I'm retiring, but I'm not being pushed out. Well, that means you are being pushed out, because I didn't ask you if you were being pushed out. Of course he's being pushed out. Obama's gearing up for something, and I don't know what the hell it is. But he's gearing up for something. I mean, you take a look at all the evidence. I mean, he's got all these admirals getting out of here, all these generals, all these other officers are all captains and colonels. They're all being shoved out, moved out. They're bringing new policies, and you can't wear a Navy jack on your SEAL uniform in combat because you might offend the enemy. Don't tread on me. Well, that's a dig at the Tea Party, because the Tea Party uses that flag. Well, I wouldn't say the Tea Party. I would just say Americans. Americans like to fly the Navy jack. They like to fly, don't tread on me. And right, don't tread on me. Don't do it. And if you do, you're going to have to pay a price for it. That's been our motto forever. Why would we want to get rid of that on our Navy SEALs uniforms? Shows hatred? How does that show hatred? It doesn't. The government's thinking is it's too closely related to the Tea Party, and the Tea Party are extremists. They're anti-government. Which, if anybody can show me proof that the Tea Party is anti-government, I'd love to see it. Because, I've been to several Tea Parties, including the steps of the Capitol building. I've never seen any of that. So what Tea Parties these people, these Tea Parties are that do that, I don't know if that could be called a Tea Party. I don't know what, maybe a Klan rally, which a Tea Party's not a part of, which the Democrats are. They're the ones who formed it. Hello? That's right. The KKK was formed by Democrats in a reaction to the Republican Reconstruction Acts. Republican Reconstruction Acts. You know the Republicans, the ones that freed the slaves? They were the abolitionists. You remember those racist people? And those peace-loving slave owners? Oh. That's right, slave owners were Democrats. The 50s and 60s. Who do you think the segregationists were? That's right, Democrats. Oh, you don't believe me? How about Martin Luther King Jr.? That's right. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther I Have a Dream King Jr. was a registered Republican. Imagine that! And so was his father. That's because the Republican Party was based on civil rights. But now we've got, I just don't understand the Republican Party that we have in there now. They don't seem to get it. They don't understand it. And they're allowing the Democrats just to walk all over them. And they accept it. And they come out and they try to say this and do that. And look, again, since we're on the subject of racism, which I can't stand this subject, but I'm sick and tired of every time a white person is in the news for something that's people can construe as racism, whether you believe it is or not, I don't know. I don't really care. It's the point that I'm trying to make is all these white people, especially who are so-called on the right, they've got to come out now and act like they're so holier than thou that they can't believe that somebody would say this, and they bring black people on their show to show that, well, see, I like black people. Yeah, I like them. See, I bring them on my show and I talk nice to them. See, I'm not racist. I'm pointing my finger at that other white guy. He's the racist. So now you can't call me racist because I'm calling him a racist. And they go out, Bert, and, oh, this guy's just horrible. It's this and that. Instead of trying to understand the whole story. These are cowards. These are cowards. And I'm talking about Sean Hannity. And I hate to do this. And I used to love Sean Hannity. I listened to him for a long time. And I still do like him. But I'm sick and tired of this holier-than-thou crap that he likes to bring on. I'm getting tired of it. And then he's going on about this whole racism thing, and he's bringing Meadowlark Lemon, which I did love Meadowlark Lemon, man. I'm sorry, but that guy was funny. The Globetrotters, come on. Come on, how do you not love the Globetrotters? But what I don't like is they're trying to gang up and trying to make – it's not about this particular L.A. Clippers owner. And his comments that he – a private conversation that he had on the phone with his girlfriend, who's half black and half Mexican, by the way. That whole family, that whole everybody included in that whole mess. That's why I don't like the story. I don't like him. I don't like his girlfriend. I don't like his wife. I don't like all the other hookers that he was dating and bringing in. Just the whole mess. The NBA too. The NBA is a mess. I don't like everybody involved in that. But when you've got people that come out and they try to make it about them. They're coming out and trying to say, look at me. I'm not a racist. Well, no one's saying you are until you do something racist. Don't come out there and, oh, everybody, look at me. I'm not a racist. I'm pointing my finger at a white guy. He's the racist. Everybody, look at me. I don't want to look at you. I'm going to look at the whole story. I don't care about how non-racist you think you are. It's not the point. And when you got somebody who's going to come out and go to that those extremes and be so just dramatic over it, and Bill O'Reilly was doing it too. Oh, the outrage. Oh, this. And I don't do that. Oh, no. Oh, I like black people. Shut up. Cover the story. Don't cover yourself. Because yourself is not a part of the story. Nobody cares how many jobs you got 10 minutes out of coming out of your mother's womb, Mr. Hannity. 5 minutes out of the womb and he's already got 10 construction jobs. I don't care about that. I don't care about you. I care about the stories that you're covering. You want to tell me a little bit about you? Fine, I'll take it. But when all you've got is just everything about you and how non-racist you are, and how this is, and how they are that, and I don't care. Look, if the guy's a racist, he's a racist. Talk about it. But stop bringing yourself in the middle of it. That's my point that I'm trying to make. I know it takes me forever today to get to a goddamn point, but eventually I do get to it. Let's get into this. These Pennsylvania cops now. They don't need a warrant to search your vehicle. Well, yeah, you do. I don't understand how this stuff can be legal. This is what drives me nuts. Again, with Justina Pelletier, how can the state of Massachusetts steal a child from Connecticut and say that they're now a state property, Massachusetts state property? How can you do that? Well, they do it, and they get away with it. But I'd like to know how the state can actually say, and why, well, again, if we had anybody who was an attorney general, this guy we have in the attorney general's office now, I mean, what is he? What is he? What? He's a big, fat, nothing burger, too. What is he? If we had an attorney general, we'd be able to use him. We'd be able to use him to get Justina Pelletier free, along with, I would have to imagine it's thousands. How many thousands of children across the United States that are being kidnapped by DCF so they can get federal money? And if they get enough kids, they get a bonus? How do you get a bonus for kids? That doesn't even make any sense. You don't get a bonus. Your job is to get these kids out of the DCF and into a family. Either back to their original parents that you shouldn't have stolen from them to begin with, or back to a family that will take this child and love them and raise them up right. That's your job, is to keep the kids out of these facilities, not to bring them in. But how the Pennsylvania, and why, again, if we had an attorney general, he would say, well, now we got Texas saying we want to have, you have to show ID to vote. Well, that's when you get the attorney general coming down there. He's gonna sue everybody. He's going to throw everybody in jail. It's racist. It's this. It's that. But cops say, we don't need a warrant. We can just search your vehicle anytime we want. We can just walk into your home. We can just search anything we want. We don't need a warrant. Where's the attorney general? Well, he's making another speech about racism. If we had a legitimate attorney general, which he's not legitimate, if we did, Pennsylvania would not be allowed to get away with being able to search your vehicle without a warrant. Look, if you've got probable cause, cop, Nobody's going to argue with you that you have probable cause, and you go get a judge, you get a warrant, you go search it. If you find what you suspect is in there, okay, you get yourself an arrest. Look at you. You did a good job. Attaboy. That's your job, cop. You need a warrant. Now, I'm sorry, but it says it right here in the Fourth Amendment. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. You need a judge to sign your warrant. Then you can look at anything you want to, but you need legitimate probable cause to go along with that. You can't just pull probable cause out of your ass. They can pull grazing fees out of their asses. They can pull this out of their ass. They can pull anything they want to. Well, see if you can pull Jimmy Hoffa out of your ass. We've been looking for him since what? In the mid-70s. God almighty. It was a 4-2 vote. 4-2. These are the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. Now, this is a slippery slope, because if now they're able to search without probable cause, well, they say, well, you need probable cause. Well, they can come up with any kind of probable cause they want to. And if they don't find anything, well, they send him on his way, and nobody says anything about it. So, well, until somebody finally, you know, gets a lawyer. But see, they don't need it anymore. They don't need a warrant. They can do whatever they want. That's a slippery slope. Well, now it's your car. Then what's it going to be? You're walking down the street, and they think, well, you look like him. I don't like your hairstyle. I don't like your shoes. I don't like your shirt. You look like an anti-government tea partier. I'm going to go search you. They start reaching in your pockets and this and that. Well, no. You are to be secure in your person, your property, your houses, your effects. You have to be secure. There's reasons for that. You can't infringe on these rights. It is a very slippery slope. I want our Congress. I want a legitimate Congress that is going to force the federal government to follow the Constitution. I want governors in every state that's going to force their law enforcement agencies to follow the Constitution. I want the American people to force themselves to read and understand and follow the Constitution and stop claiming this hate speech crap to everybody. You're going to have to put up with people's speech. I don't like anything that a lot of people say. But I love the fact that they have the right to say it. And that's the goddamn point. That is the point of freedom. To be free. It's not a problem. I'm sorry. There's no fear in free. But here are the communists that don't seem to understand our nation. They don't seem to understand our people or its laws. They don't understand the way of life. They don't understand what it is to be American. They don't understand what it is to be America. So these are the communist judges that voted to have Pennsylvania cops search your vehicle any time that they want. Ronald D. Castle, J. Michael Eakin, and Thomas G. Saylor. Those are the communists. The real judges, Deborah McCloskey and Max Baer. So they got two of them. They got two of them that understand what it is to be an American. Understand what America means. They understand the people, the way of life. They understand law. They understand the Bill of Rights, what it means to be free. Why do we have freedom? Again, it goes back to history. They don't teach history in school anymore. They don't teach it. And the history they do teach is not history. Again, I want to see the voting age go to 21. And I want to see, in order to get a high school education, does not matter your high school diploma. I don't care what your stupid skin color is. I don't care what country you came from. I don't care if you can't even speak the language. I don't give a damn. You want a high school diploma? You need to have a certain level of understanding of what it is to be American. You have to know the Constitution. You have to have a certain conceptual understanding of this document, or you do not get a high school diploma. You don't get it. Period. That's not racist. That's not homophobic. That's not misogynist. That's not xenophobe. That's just common goddamn sense. I'm sure Russia, they teach Russian history. They teach Russia this, Russian that, Russian pride. Liechtensteinian pride, for God's sake. There's nothing wrong with having pride of your country. You must be proud of your country. And if you're not, then find a country that you are proud in. Or move to the frickin' moon. I don't care what the hell you do. But we got to turn our ship around here and head back to port now, which I could go on for hours today. I never got into anything that I wanted to cover today, but that's all right. We covered a lot of ground, and we're going to continue to cover. And we're going to continue to fight. I'm not giving up for nothing. I'm not giving up on Justina Pelletier. I'm not giving up on Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. I'm not giving up on any of this stuff. Racism, Clive and Bundy, what's going on there with the BLM, the EPA. I flat refuse to give up on that goddamn EPA. I'm never going to give up on that. And Justina Pelletier, I'm not giving up on you either. So Raquel's going to be here tomorrow. Raquel Oike, she'll be here tomorrow with some breaking news. And I just got the cue. We've got 90 seconds left. So we will see you. I want to thank everybody that was listening in the chat room and the smartphones and those that you're going to archive. I want to thank everybody for listening. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?